Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
From Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors in Milton today. Deputies swarmed the store after they served a warrant concerning a civil matter between the store owner Chris Smith and Texas-based Lakeland West Capital 48, it's called, a limited liability corporation. Court records indicate that Smith defaulted on a loan with them worth more than $500,000. Now, the owner of Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors, Chris Smith, posted a statement online tonight. Smith says he took out a loan from Regions Bank in 2021 for inventory, but he says it was sold to what he called loan sharks last year, who tacked on $150,000 to his loan somehow. He said he was trying to negotiate new terms when his store was raided today. He says liberals and Channel 3 News are trying to get him. Now, Smith says the store will be open tomorrow. He has no plans to close and plans to have a sale this weekend.
Yeah, as Bob Solarski doing the Channel 3 reporting at 10 o'clock last night related to the story. You've all seen it on social media. And, you know, when the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office shows up at a high-profile business like Gulf Coast Gun, owner Chris Smith, who I think of as a friend. You know, I like Chris. Chris is loud and obnoxious. He sells guns and he makes a name for himself and everybody knows who he is. That's not criticism. That's praise. You know, that's Santa Rosa County. I mean, you know, that just being a citizen. But they show up yesterday and a bunch of these guns and ammunition based on the video footage went out the door. And then, as you heard there, Bob Solarski saying, he posted a message on social media last night or last evening, somewhere around 7 o'clock last night. And, you know, tried to explain his side of the story.
Hey guys, Chris Smith here with Gulf Coast Gun, and I know we've had a lot of news. I promised to let you guys, give you guys an update about what's going on. I know you guys have a lot of orders, people that have whole guns that they purchased. We will be back open tomorrow, regular business hours. All of our inventory is here. It is ready to go. You guys can come buy inventory if you want. Please do, actually.
Please do. He says they're having some sales and whatnot, which kind of makes sense, you know, to try to promote sales. By the way, just as context around this, it's not, I don't know how much it's specifically related to, you know, Christmas business, but gun sales are down across the nation. It's the Trump effect. When liberals who threaten to take guns get elected, people buy guns. When at least pro-gun conservatives, I have my own thoughts about whether Trump is a conservative in the broad sense, but certainly pro-gun, you know, when people feel safe and don't feel like there's riots and anarchy and gun grabbers on the horizon, they don't buy guns. That's the way it goes. You know, like, the worst thing for gun sales is pro-gun politicians. And the best thing for gun sales is anti-gun politicians. Anyway, so Chris says, look, there's been a lot of personal attacks against him.
Here's what happened. I'm going to pour my heart out to you guys, and there's a lot of really mean people out there. They've sent stuff to my families. They've talked about my employees. They've talked about my family, their families. It's just wrong, first off. Until you've actually owned a business and had employees, you would not know how I feel at all. Had tons of small business owners reach out to me today with support. I love all of you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I think Chris makes a lot of enemies for himself that he doesn't need to make, but he makes, you know, he makes choices. And I don't support anybody who makes personal attacks. In fact, one of the things you may notice in the way I cover things is even people who I think are, you know, horribly wrong about stuff, I never attack people personally. I just think it's dumb, it's irrelevant, it's unnecessary. Even silly little things, you know, it was common for people in my industry to like make fun of people's names. I have always found that to be the most ridiculous thing to make fun of somebody's name. But they do. Anyway, just, you know, personal attacks just don't really have a place. And you typically engage in what are called, it's actually a fallacy in logic, it's called an ad hominem attack. And when you attack people personally, you're kind of admitting you don't have real reasons. You know, so take that for what you will. Just as a general thought about that whole issue. But look, he kind of gives an explanation of where this all came from.
You're not going anywhere. We are here. What happened is back in 2021, we took out a loan with Regions Bank for inventory. That's part of the reason why we were able to have a lot of the inventory that we had. We were paid on that loan for 3 years and got it down to a certain amount. Regions decided they did not want to renew that loan anymore, and they sold that loan. It's exactly what happened. The loan was in good standing. They sold that loan to someone else before we could get it refinanced with anyone else.
And you heard Bob mention this, that he definitely was criticizing Channel 3 for their coverage of this event yesterday.
This happens to businesses a lot. It doesn't usually end up on Channel 3 News. And I know the reason that it ended up on Channel 3 News is because Channel 3 News looks for any excuse whatsoever to come after us. There are a lot of people that don't like me, and that's perfectly fine. I have an amazing family, and I have an amazing crew here. These guys work their butt off to help people. There are some people that just hate us for being outspoken, or just hate me in general, which is fine. I can handle it. Please don't say anything to my family. If you do, that I've never brought anybody's family ever into anything.
Yeah, whether Channel 3 is coming after him because they hate him or not, we've worked with Channel 3 for a long time. I know those folks really well. This is a genuine news story. You know, I mean, it was all over social media yesterday. And, you know, when a high-profile business right there on Highway 90 and, you know, has sheriff's deputies at the door and, you know, men coming in and taking guns out and, you know, it's a news story. And, you know, I didn't watch any of the other coverage by Channel 3 yesterday. I just watched the 10 o'clock news and seemed pretty straight reporting to me. As you know, we're talking about it this morning, and it's certainly appropriate for us to play both sides of this. And even Channel 3 reported that Chris accused them of being having liberal bias. I mean, that's, you know, that's the way you report a story, is you just kind of talk about it. So anyway, back to the kind of his explanation of things.
We're a small business owner. We have very good times. The last year has not been very good. But what happened with this loan was they sold this loan. This company took this loan over in December. It was in good standing in June. They took over this loan officially in December. I honestly didn't really realize what was going on, and that's my fault. I guess I'm just not smart enough to realize what could happen. They jacked this loan up $150,000 extra dollars once they took over this loan. Regions sold this loan because they didn't want to have anything to do with guns, and a lot of banks don't want to have anything to do with guns. That's why they sold the loan. It had nothing to do with us paying back. We're late on our bills sometimes when we have bad months. We've paid everybody as much as we possibly can every time. Every time we get a chance, I pay off who I need to. It might not always be on time, and sometimes it's early. More often than not, it's not early. But we do our very best.
Yeah, and look, I have tremendous respect for anybody who runs a business, especially a small local business one-of shop, because, I mean, that is the heart and soul of America, keeping people employed. I can't imagine the stress that they go through. I would, you know, my bosses, you know, just the frustration and stress and joy of running a small business and making sure that, you know, people's kids get fed in good months and bad months and in difficult times and not, and dealing with, you know, bank loans and refinancing. And, you know, if his description of how this all went, that they basically got, you know, resold to loan sharks, and then all of a sudden, you know, they got things jacked up on them. You know, I can imagine that being pretty frustrating. And every small business owner that I have ever known, you know, pulls out their hair and loses sleep over how can we make sure to keep this going, and wants to take care of their employees like their family, right? So, you know, tremendous respect for anybody who runs a small business. Again, Chris Smith talking about why all this coverage.
And we've done nothing but stand up for this community. And Channel 3 News hates us because they're liberals. A lot of other people hate us because Kyle Rittenhouse works here. Yes, Kyle Rittenhouse does work here. So what happened today is these guys have been scouting this place out for 2 weeks, seeing all what we had. They've been coming in here. We've noticed those guys have been coming in here, and they got a writ to come in and take our inventory. Well, I sat down with them while they were here. The sheriff's office was just doing their job 100%. They were doing what they legally were commanded to do by the court.
And yeah, and the sheriff's office even put out a statement about what happened yesterday. You heard it mentioned David mentioning it in the top of the hour. As far as Channel 3 being liberal is a weird one. Channel 3, the local ABC affiliate, is owned by Sinclair. Sinclair nationally is leans conservative. I mean, anybody who doesn't think that is not aware of what's going on. In fact, you know, the idea that Channel 3 leans liberal, I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, I see bias everywhere it exists. I mean, I'm definitely biased. You know, I'm much more conservative. And I mean, if you don't see it, you know, I try to tell you, I'm trying to be upfront about it. I think our news department is right down the middle, which is exactly what they're supposed to be. I'm a talk show host. They're the news department. Channel 3 covers all kinds of things. And they air perspectives that people don't agree with, but I really don't see it in terms of a liberal bias. And like I said, their ownership group, Sinclair, is definitely leans more conservative, if anything, in some of the things in terms of, if you look at the totality, like, you know, Cheryl Atkinson, for example, you know, if you look at the totality of what gets covered on Channel 3, I think you'd have to say, if anything, it leans conservative. But more than anything, I just think they do down the middle. So, but you know, it's fashionable for people to attack a media organization for a lean when they view them as being against. There's actually a history here between Channel 3 and Gulf Coast Gun over some advertising and what Channel 3 wouldn't let them air as political advertising. And then they tried to attack them. And then, you know, we actually got dragged into this, and Cat Country got dragged into this one time. Chris even attacked them. Not us, I think, so much, but, you know, more our sister station. So, you know, he's kind of got a habit of, if somebody attacks him, to attack back, which is personality stuff. And, you know, again, I try not to hold that too much against people. I said it before, I'll say it again. I like Chris. I get along well with him. You know, I personally don't have any problem with him. I don't know that he's always handled things extraordinarily well, but, you know, whatever. He's running a small business. He sells guns, and people love his shop. You know, he's gotten into major fights with, like, Sam Parker in Santa Rosa County, and, you know, he caused the big stir at the Santa Rosa County Commission when he does, and he came on our show, and he was on the rap a bunch of times, and he's announced his run for the State House, which he wound up not doing in the end, but, you know. Anyway, back to his kind of comments about Channel 3 and about all of this. He put about a 15-minute video up last night. I had a chance to watch about half it. I thought that was adequate for you to at least hear his perspective on this.
But we have had a ton of support from the community, a ton of support. I don't know. I didn't watch Channel 3 News. I've gotten reports from friends that they bashed us and said we don't pay our bills and we don't do any of that. We pay every bill we can pay as soon as we can pay it. We never have not paid a bill. And if we have, we've worked out. If we couldn't, we've worked out a payment plan with everybody. And we would have done the same thing with these guys. But these are professional loan sharks that go buy loans like these, jack them up, and try to do this to small businesses. 1,000% what these people were.
And I certainly don't know the particulars of what happened in this case beyond what, again, Channel 3 reported and what Chris has reported. Channel 3 also said there was a couple of other companies that have smaller amount loans. This one was like in the $500,000 range that had originally started out quite a bit lower, but with interest over time had grown to that amount. So I can't tell you the pros, cons, accuracies or not of all of that, but it sounds like something happened pretty suddenly and he got caught by surprise with it, and that's got to be frustrating, of course.
We have it settled. We have our inventory. They never took our inventory. All of our inventory's here. Any of your orders are here. Anything you've paid for is here. Any of your NFA items are all here. They're ready to go. We're not in trouble with the ATF. We've never done anything legal. I saw people saying that we were under investigation with the ATF for straw purchases. If you've known us, you come up here, we'll turn you down in a heartbeat if it's going to get us in trouble. It's not because we believe the laws are right. It's because we don't want to lose our license so we can keep our our business is going and our family's supported.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. If your way of making money is to stay in good standing with the federal government, you don't want to, you know, mess those things up. So anyway, there you go. That's kind of the, you know, what's been going on and the both sides of it. Personally, I probably wouldn't have covered it much one way or the other, just because I knew our news department would cover it. But, you know, there's been more to the story. And because of the kind of the, you know, bickering between him or, you know, from him against Channel 3 and, you know, kind of their coverage of it as well, I just thought, you know, there's kind of the whole story as far as I know it. Okay. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
What a great album, man. Talk about, you know, two great albums, right? Anyway, the Def Leppard in their heyday, right? 527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Update on how the cabinet secretaries are identifying waste and
government. I'll pull him off for just a second. All right, cool. It happens because he's always producing news for our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We actually have Byron Donalds is in for governor. I wonder how long it'll be before Casey DeSantis says she's in, and then Wilton Simpson is going to say he's in, and then we'll have our main three. And I do not think Matt Gaetz is going to get in this race, not now, not after everything that's taken place. At least that's my personal expectation. But, you know, Matt has surprised me before. You never know. We'll see. All right, let's check in with David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Elon Musk will have a seat at the table later today when President Trump's first cabinet meeting is convened later today. The White House says Musk will be providing an update on how all of the cabinet secretaries have been identifying waste and government fraud. The White House narrowly passed the GOP's budget resolution yesterday. The vote Tuesday was 217 to 215. One Republican voted against the bill. A handful of other Republicans expressed some concern with the bill's spending cuts and potential effects on social programs like Medicaid, but still voted for it.
So we got a $4.5 trillion Trump tax cut extension. We got $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, apparently, and a $4 trillion increase in the debt limit.
Yes.
You would think not all of these things would be true at the same time.
true.
Oh, and meanwhile, we're working on that Doge dividend so that we can, you know, spend $2 trillion. It's not in the budget. Okay, but, you know.
Right.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Go. And just checking, just trying to make sure. Go on.
And, you know, Andrew, I bring a lot of bad news, but now I bring some good news to you. We've been talking about the egg shortage and, you know, some restaurants are starting to add egg surcharges. But McDonald's.
Not all of them.
McDonald's has said that they will not be adding a surcharge on eggs. Egg items.
All right. So the egg There's McMuffin, the sausage McMuffin with cheese, whatever, all of these things are the big breakfast. None of those are going to go up in price. At least there's not going to be an egg surcharge.
No
they
egg
might
surcharge.
Go up in price, but they're not going to have an egg
That's
surcharge.
Right.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I'll take it. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, this is such a little story, but I love it. I love this story. The Florida Chamber of Commerce is doing a contest in order to find what they are calling the coolest thing made in Florida. You submit online. It's the name of the website is, you ready for this? CoolestThingMadeInFlorida.com. And you go there and you nominate a product before May 31st. Then there will be public voting to determine the top 32. There's going to be a bracket-style elimination tournament in order to figure out what is the coolest thing made in Florida. I love it. I think it's a great way to highlight interesting manufacturing in the state.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House passes a big budget blueprint with more spending on defense and border security and lower government spending and taxes overall.
Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, the lone Republican, joining all Democrats in opposing the measure. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion, and calls for at least $1.5 trillion in government spending cuts over the next decade.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Trump says he expects to meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky Friday to sign an agreement giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals and other natural resources to pay for the military aid for the fight against Russia.
We're helping a country through a very, very big problem, a problem like very few people have had. Shouldn't have had this problem because it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen, so we have to straighten it out. But the American taxpayer now is going to get their money back plus.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 64 degrees reported here in Pensacola. Santa Rosa County deputies executed a court order yesterday at Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors in Milton. Channel 3 reported seeing rifles, shotguns, and other weapons being seized from that store and loaded into a van and a U-Haul. Gulf Coast gun owner Chris Smith posted a message on social media last night explaining the situation from his point of view.
What happened is back in 2021, we took out a loan with Regions Bank for inventory. That's part of the reason why we were able to have a lot of the inventory that we had. We were paid on that loan for 3 years and got it down to a certain amount. Regions decided they did not want to renew that loan anymore, and they sold that loan.
And Smith said after the loan was sold, extra money was added onto it. The sheriff's office did say that court order was issued regarding the civil matter between Gulf Coast Gun and Lakeland West Capital 48 LLC. Deputies say the sheriff's office had been ordered to execute that order and allow recovery of items from the store. Representative Michelle Salzman has proposed a bill to give parents more access to their kids' social media accounts and ban encrypted messages for minors. Salzman is sponsoring House Bill 743 in the upcoming legislative session. That bill would restrict social media companies from allowing users under 16 to use encrypted messaging and also would require social media companies to give parents or legal guardians more access to their kids' accounts and be able to read all of their messages. Well, local employment agencies say so far there have been no spike of former federal workers looking for new employment. But with about 20,000 federal workers who live in Florida's District 1, they say there could be an impact to federal budgets due to the DOGE budget cuts at some point.
We're highly concentrated with government employment, which includes federal employees. So we are very concerned, you know, that it could trickle down to this area.
That's Career Source Escarosa Director Teray Donaldson, and she told Channel 3 the number of cuts expected to be made by the federal government under DOGE is unsettling. She says the agency is concerned for anybody that becomes unemployed. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds now confirming he will be running for governor.
I joined the Tea Party movement, was in the conservative movement. I was able to serve 4 years in the state legislature, 4 years in Congress. And I think now is the time to now take the mantle and lead our state into the future.
Donalds told Fox News yesterday that the decision came after a lot of prayer and thought with his family and friends. Donalds' run, of course, was endorsed by President Donald Trump, who Donalds has been a vocal supporter of. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Right now, 64 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 61 reported in Milton. Your next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Now a look at our pre-market update.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Cost-cutting and efforts to boost reimbursement from commercial health insurers are paying dividends for the Independence Health System, where operating losses continue to shrink. For the 6 months ending December 31st, the five-hospital system reported $16.3 million in operating losses, which is down 51% for the same period a year ago. Bill Oplinger, CEO of Pittsburgh-based aluminum producer Alcoa, has warned that President Trump's 25% import tax on aluminum could kill off around 10,000 U.S. jobs. He estimated the aluminum industry itself would lose 20,000 jobs, and another 80,000 in supporting sectors would also be lost. NVIDIA is set to report fourth-quarter financial results this morning after the bell. Analysts polled by FactSet expect $38 billion in sales for the quarter ending in January, which would be a 72% increase on an annual basis. Futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 159. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Good morning, 538 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There we go. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk with Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Let's talk about the bad things that have happened. We had in McDavid just, I think it was last Tuesday, so kind of after we had our regular weekly interview, we had a homicide take place in McDavid, right?
Yeah, we had two guys that decide that one's going to sell some marijuana, one's going to buy some marijuana, And we believe both of them were being disingenuous. Both of them were trying to rob the other. Ultimately, one of the guys pulled out a handgun and shot a couple times into the abdomen of the victim. Victim was later pronounced dead. And the suspect, I don't recall his name right now because I don't want to glorify him anyway, but he fled into the wooded area. We deployed our canines and set up a perimeter, and he realized he was not going to get out, so he gave himself up. So we are charging him with the homicide.
Daytime, nighttime?
I believe it was nighttime.
So did you guys have drones, right? You use drones with IR, I assume? Mm-hmm. So you can. Did it happen to be needed in this case?
Well, but I don't know that we deployed the drones in time. It takes a little time to get our drones out there. We had canines and set up the perimeter pretty quickly.
Gotcha. What do you have, two, three across the county?
Oh, the drones you mean?
Yeah.
Canines.
canines is like 10 or 12,
right?
We have
like 16.
Oh, okay. Canines, yeah. All right.
The drone program, we were working to getting a drone on every shift so that whenever, and every shift means every days and nights,
yeah.
And also one on the north end, one on the south end. At all times.
Right.
So we're working on that. We have about four now. We can deploy two of those pretty quickly, but we have to call a drone operator. There's a lot of rules.
Sure.
Now, as you know. But we're working on getting more people certified, and we're constantly meeting with different vendors on the right drone. We have a drone specific to SWAT. We have a couple of drones specific to perimeters and searching.
Sure, because what SWAT may need it for isn't going to involve other things that you wouldn't need for just plain surveillance or, you know, search and rescue, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the SWAT should be able to deploy gas and audio and video type of stuff.
Go inside rather than just fly over, all that, right?
Yeah, and we're not deploying drones just to patrol people's backyard. What we're doing, we're using for missing, endangered individuals or children, and then we obviously use it for setting up perimeters.
Do you see a future where, you know, every deputy's got an AR-15 and a drone in the trunk?
I can certainly see a future where there are drones deployed, perhaps from a central station or central locations.
Okay.
Every time a 911 call, this is just my thoughts.
Yeah.
Whenever a 911 call is brought into the dispatch center, then they can deploy a drone. Whether it's a traffic crash, you can get a good look at what the scene looks like.
Yeah.
It helps you deploy additional units there. I don't know that they will replace. A person on the street that can help and can think logically, but I think that with technology there are certainly some applications where you can, you know, I talk a lot about this intersection because of our real time crime center, this intersection of technology and manpower, and I think you need both, and I think that you can maximize our efficiency by understanding where we're going.
So kind of a dispatch response tool more than a like search and rescue or particular crime fighting, but like, you know, you've got cameras in the real-time crime center,
right?
And you can obviously look on those, but if there's no camera on the road stretch or intersection and you need to get a picture of it, hey, you know, throw a drone out there while the officers are responding. I mean, that's kind of what I hear you saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, to think about that, again, we have drones that have the cameras and we can see them through the real-time crime center. Mm-hmm. So the drone can be deployed and can get there in a matter of minutes or even obviously within a minute if it's close.
Right.
And then the deputies that are responding can see the scene. They can see perhaps a suspect leaving. They can see a car. They can see, the need for an ambulance. They can see if there's a fire. They can see a lot of things that will help us to make the most appropriate response.
Just don't pull me over with a drone.
I
deep,
know,
deep future. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we get that
give
far.
Us a couple of years. Not you quite know, there yet.
Sometimes you think about, you know, have I lived too long type
I know,
of things.
Right?
You know, are we ready for that sort of thing?
Is that a Scambia County Sheriff's Office or Eglin in my rearview mirror? You know, who's trailing me at this point? We also had, roommate versus roommate stabbing on Sunday. Is that right?
We had this happen on Sunday. We had a guy named Joshua Welch. Joshua Welch had a roommate, and during a disturbance, he stabbed his roommate, and then he also fled into the woods. Apparently, it's kind of cool nowadays to just flee into
the woods,
thinking that you can get out. Well, if you recall, on Sunday night, it was raining quite heavily. We did set up a perimeter on that at that time, but we weren't able to find him. So. We broke down our perimeter, and then we heard from a resident, I'm trying to figure out where it was, not too far away, saying, hey, we think there's a guy in the woods behind our house. So we obviously reestablished our perimeter in that location, and we sent out our dog in there, and we ended up arresting this guy as well. So our canines did a jam-up job over the last couple of days, last week, and we ended up arresting and charging two, one stabber and one shooter.
You know, I think you and I had talked about it when it happened, but it reminds me of, in our neighborhood a couple of years ago, there was somebody that you guys were pulling over and, you know, not even in our neighborhood. It was like, you know, a couple streets over kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they fled from the scene on foot. And if I remember correctly, it might have even been somebody like that had the orange jumpsuit, like they were at some kind of a custody transfer, whatever. Anyway, so this person was like running through the neighborhood and, you know, my wife and all the other neighbors are out there, you know, basically on next door and talking with you guys. Hey, he's over here, you know, like, you know, you can't hide behind that tree.
Well, you know, and those are some of the things that you see on television where, you know, a cop's following someone and you make a corner and you say, if you see the guy running around here, and they'll point one way or the other, or they'll just act like they ignore you. Well, a lot of times people do help us, you know, that they understand that we're chasing someone on foot, or if it's a vehicle pursuit and they bail out of the car, and then mm-hmm. we get there and they're like, he went around, you know, back there. They want to get the bad guy caught. And
right.
Obviously, that's a good thing about living in the South.
It's no, that's exactly right. We're talking to Scambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. We have six drones, is what you guys
six
have?
Drones. Six drones. Yeah, I got a text from.
How fast are they?
Chief, well, they're faster than I am.
Okay.
Which is saying something, right? Oh, I mean in my car.
Yeah. I'll let you own that one. That's fine. You were the running back. Sheriff Simmons, a couple other things I wanted to ask you about. One is, I had seen this on Facebook, and I know you love to be able to dispel, you know, misperceptions or whatever. You expanded, when you first came on as sheriff, you wanted to expand substations, and you did. One at Walnut Hill, Cantonment area, and one in Perdido Key. But somebody's like, I don't know, the sheriff doesn't have any people at this substation in Perdido Key. Your answer?
Yeah, well, I got to take you back. A couple years ago, we used to have a substation or a precinct in Perdido and in Walnut Hill. And then they closed those before I got to the sheriff's office. And I said, you know what, we could use those. I like the feel of having someone in an area where they can go and have meetings and people, the people that are assigned there understand that particular location. So speaking specifically to those two precincts, when I opened them up, I didn't want to just open up for the sake of opening up. I want to make sure that we had the manpower there. Well, we have a north and a south, and then we have those two precincts and others. But for the sake of this conversation, we have two other precincts. And what they were doing, they were still filling it with a north and south units because we didn't have enough.
We didn't magically have more deputies. So they were borrowing from the Hood the Drive or the
Perdido. Right, we just carved those out is what we did. And so technically they weren't assigned to the Perdido, but we did have a lieutenant assigned to both of those so they can handle some community issues that we have, unique community issues in both those locations. The thought was that as we get caught up with our police academy, and that we can start to fill those positions. So I'm happy to say that in about 30 days, or by the end of March, we will have four more deputies assigned to Perdido, and four more assigned to Walnut Hill, and then bring those back into the north and the south. So we will have the additional manpower. It's just taken us a while to get these positions filled up. So we're almost at a point now where we can get that, and then we'll continue to fill both the north and the south as needed.
Very good. Mardi Gras parade coming up this Saturday. Now, that's in the city, but you guys, do you guys help with the city one, or do you mostly let that be PPD?
We will help this year.
Okay.
We've been in conversations. The mayor called and said, asked if we had some people that we could help them with. And it's in the county, so we, you know, I do have an obligation as the sheriff for the entire county to help where help is needed. So we will help them. I don't get into talking too much about security.
Sure.
I'll leave that up to the Pensacola Police Department on what they want to put out. But for the first time, maybe forever, you will see uniformed deputies helping out with the two parades in downtown Pensacola.
And not just in the parade, but actually working security for the parade. Because you guys are obviously correct. Always at the front of the parade with the horses and the motorcycles and all
near
that kind
the
of
front,
stuff.
Yeah.
Near the front,
yeah.
Fair enough. But the beach parade is not a Pensacola city. That's a you guys only. And just kind of, I had not been thinking about this, but since Bourbon Street, of course, we all think very differently about these public events. And certainly in terms of physical ability to discourage anything like that, the ability in streets with blocks and buildings is much easier to defend than, say, Via de Luna, which is very hard to protect in a grand scale scheme like that, right?
It is. It would be easier to block off sidewalks and roadways if you consider what you're talking about with Bourbon Street. And you always know that where there's a will, there's a way. You know,
yeah.
We always know that if there's a big ball game or a high school football game, anything where crowds can gather, whether it's whatever event you have on a weekend night or a graduation or, again, any football games. But you consider what could happen, you know, and you take steps to maybe eliminate some of those threats. So In regards to the beach, again, I don't get into specific details, but I will tell you that the parade route's only 0.7 miles. So it's less than 1 mile, and it's one road. Sure. But there are a lot of driveways, a lot of side streets. But we do have barricades, and we will have 50 deputies there in just that 1 mile parade.
Wow. Okay.
And we will have a lot of them in a vehicle prepared to take action if it's needed. So we have taken into consideration what took place in New Orleans, as you would. Just because something doesn't happen in Escambia County doesn't mean we don't look at that and critique that and do a what if that were to happen here. That's the whole basis for these tabletop exercises on whether it's hurricane, or whether it's, some sort of another weather event or tornado like we've had a couple of weeks ago, or if it's just a large gathering, like we have at the beach for the 4th of July or the Blue Angel Air Show, or even the fair. So we always critique these things and look for ways to better, promote the safety of Escambia County.
Okay. And, I'm inclined to ask other questions because in my mind, I'm thinking through some of the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And, I'm thinking about, let's put a dude up on the condo with the Barrett, but at least, the physical ability to intercede with the Tahoe is a big deal. And, that's, you have to think that way because you can't put up, there are not enough physical barriers that it makes sense to. So no, I appreciate that you guys are thinking about that. And right. I certainly want to ask you to get into any more details than that. I did want to ask you though, one thing is you're doing a civilian firearms training course. Right. First time?
I think we had one maybe last year.
Okay.
A little shorter version of it. There was a state grant, if you recall,
to put these
things on. So we put in for the grant. Anytime we can help our citizens with gun safety, I'm a fan of protection,
right.
Protecting yourself and your family. And so if we had some funds available for overtime and our deputies love to do it. And so we do put this thing on as often as we can. And again, it filled up pretty quickly, which I love. I just love the fact that we can give some hints and some pointers to people and just reminders, really.
Yeah.
And you and I talk about it all the time. Just because you can carry concealed doesn't necessarily mean that you're good at it.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you can have, every time you step out of a car, a gun flops down on the ground. You're probably more danger than helpful to others. So to do this, and many people don't need it. People practice on their own. Some people are very handy with a weapon. But if you want it, then obviously we made it available and hopeful to continue to do this.
Very good. I like that. I'm not going to have time to ask you about the Dream Big Academy you just had, but we'll maybe talk about that next week. Another big success, things that you guys are always doing for community outreach. But I did want to give you a chance to talk. You mentioned a moment ago gun ownership and the usefulness of it in the community. Of course, Michelle Salzman, who you know very well, has filed a bill to legalize 18, 19, 20-year-olds buying long guns, rifles, and shotguns in Florida. Whether it passes or not is another question. Your perspective on, under 21s having access to long barrels and it's not your purview to change, but even, handguns, right, which they can't legally purchase under federal law, but could be transferred in any way. So just wanted to give you a chance to comment because it's a public policy issue.
Yeah, I think that you take a look at these things from a common sense standpoint. I look at them from, does it make sense that you can go to war and carry a gun, but you can't buy one in the state of Florida? To me, that makes I can't connect those two dots. The second thing is I look at and see, is that something that we're seeing? Do we see, in this case, I'm talking about shotguns and long guns or rifles, are we seeing homicides? Are we seeing our shootings conducted with long guns and rifles? While we do see some, that's not most, by far and away, the majority of our shootings are used by handguns.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that it's going to impact that very much at all. I can't say that it will if you base it on statistics. But again, the common sense approach to it is, hey, is this how is it okay for me to send you off, to war to defend our country, but you can't come home and buy a shotgun to go dove hunting or, mm-hmm. or deer hunting, whatever kind of hunting you want to do with it? I always err on the side of personal freedoms and Second Amendment rights, and so I would probably support that.
And I think I might have said it yesterday. I was talking to Bob Johnson about this, but in my mind, it's the 19-year-old woman who's living on her own, and I want her to be able to chamber that shotgun as deterrence for sound and fire it if she needs to. I don't want her to have to depend on the kindness of strangers you know, yeah, for you know, her
the,
personal
the,
safety.
The racking of a shotgun is a unique sound.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it's even more impactful when you're a criminal. You know,
it has a powerful, discouraging effect, I would think, on what people are willing to do. Sheriff Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Simmons, thank you so much for the time. I super appreciate it. And in case people don't know what we're talking about, let's give them the one chance. That'll do it. Sheriff, I will talk to you again next week.
All right.
Uniquely potent auditory stimulus, we'd call that. The chambering of a shotgun. 5:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.
Good morning, 5:56 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay at Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Any of your orders are here.
sorry about that. He's monitoring the Gulf Coast guns, which is, by the way, it's an interesting story. I saw this all over social media yesterday. Chris Smith, Gulf Coast Gun, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, assisting some people in basically seizing some of their inventory because of, you know, apparently a dispute about a loan amount and, you know, calling forth payment or whatever. And then Chris makes a, you know, long video kind of explaining his position and, you know, explaining what happened. And I actually, you know, I think one of my favorite comments that he made was sort of right at the end of it. It's just kind of, you know, hey, we're not going away. If you love us, great. If you hate us, stay away.
All I ask from you guys, if you hate us, stay away. It's fine. You don't have to like us. Don't shop here. We might go under one day. But it's not going to be tomorrow. We're not going under tomorrow. We're not going under this month. I'll do whatever I got to do. I'll set up here and sell stuff on the internet or whatever else I got to do. We're not going under. Anybody that has appreciated us, we would appreciate your support. I had to spend a lot of money today that was hard to get to keep this from happening.
Yeah, I bet it sucked a lot. I'm sure it did. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's a measles outbreak in Texas now in the triple digits. The latest numbers from the Texas Department of Health and Human Services shows that they've identified 124 cases, a 37% increase since Friday. So hopefully they get that under control.
I'm sure it's just a completely random thing and has nothing to do with anybody's behavior.
Yeah.
Go on.
Elon Musk will have a seat at the Trump administration table today. The White House confirmed Musk will be taking part in Trump's first cabinet meeting later on. He'll be providing an update on DOGE and how the cabinet secretaries have been identifying government waste and fraud. And the House has now passed the GOP's budget resolution. The vote yesterday, 217 to 215. Thomas Massey was the only Republican who voted against the bill.
Man, can you imagine trying to be Speaker Johnson in an environment where not only did you have barely a majority, but then people got taken from you out of Congress that were on your side and plucked out for positions in the Trump administration or attempted positions in the, like Matt Gaetz in the Trump administration.
Right.
Like, stop helping me so bad.
Yeah, it'd be a tough situation to be put
in. And that was really, that was the sort of buried lead of the election that, you know, Trump won big, the Senate won big, and the House squeaked over the line for Republicans, because we would be in a completely different situation in terms of federal operations if Democrats actually controlled the House and could split the Congress and create essentially gridlock that kind of the founders had in mind.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Michelle Salzman has sponsored a new social media bill. We'll tell you what it is right after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
It passed. Barely. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 215.
The House approving a budget resolution, which is a legislative framework for the Trump agenda. It'll have to be worked out later with the Senate. And as Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports, the GOP was nearly united in the vote.
Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, the lone Republican, joining all Democrats in opposing the measure. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion, and calls for at least $1.5 trillion in government spending cuts over the next decade. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries warning about potential cuts to Medicaid and veterans benefits.
House Republicans on the side of their billionaire puppet masters and donors.
Now this morning, President Trump will hold his first cabinet meeting, and joining his new department heads, Elon Musk, to discuss DOGE's efforts to slash federal jobs and spending.
Yesterday, we learned 21 civil service employees not brought in by Musk. Career officials resigned from the Trump administration, writing in a letter, quote, "We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOGE's actions."
As Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Friday, Ukraine's leader may go to the White House, days after President Trump calls Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, blaming him for allowing Russia to invade. They're working out a deal as part of efforts to end the war to let the U.S. share profits from Ukraine's rare earth minerals to recoup the cost of American military aid.
Shouldn't have had this problem because it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen, so we have to straighten it out. But the American taxpayer now is going to get their money back plus.
A near disaster at Chicago's Midway Airport being investigated after a small jet crossed in front of a Southwest plane about to land, forcing it to abort. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy just told Fox.
It appears this was a failure of the flight crew from FlexJet to listen and abide by the instructions of air traffic control.
They were told to wait for the plane to land. America's listening to Fox News.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
As President Trump gets ready for his first cabinet meeting this morning, not everybody can be there yet. There are still some nominees not confirmed by the Senate, though one might get that final approval in a vote today.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said he hopes, if confirmed, that as U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer would be aggressive and work to open up new markets for American products.
If Mr. Greer will work to level the playing field for U.S. farmers to compete with Brazil fairly, and to deal with China head on.
Tuesday, the Senate confirmed 38-year-old Dan Driscoll as Army Secretary. He is friends with Vice President J.D. Vance. The president's pick for Labor Secretary, former Congresswoman Lori Chavez de Ramer, and Linda McMahon as Education Secretary, have not yet been officially confirmed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise. Dow and NASDAQ futures both up more than 100 points the day after the NASDAQ's fourth straight loss, dropping another 260 points. A star basketball player is calling it quits.
Diana Taurasi announced her retirement Tuesday after 20 WNBA seasons, all with the Phoenix Mercury. Taurasi ends her time in basketball as one of the most decorated women's players of all time at both the college and pro level. While at UConn, she led the Huskies to three consecutive national titles before being selected with the first pick of the 2004 WNBA draft. Taurasi went on to win three titles in Phoenix, and she is the WNBA's career scoring leader. She even had incredible success on the international stage, winning her sixth Olympic gold medal over the summer at the Paris Games. She is the only player, man or woman, to ever do that. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
In the NBA, Luka Doncic beat his old team, leading the Lakers past the Mavericks in Los Angeles 107-99. Weeks after Dallas shocked the basketball world, trading its star player, Doncic had a triple-double in LA's win, 19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful morning right now. We've got 61 degrees here. We've got 51 degrees here in Pensacola. I misread that. Starting out this morning, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
We are not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents this morning. I-10 and 110 are looking good. Not showing any signs of a slowdown on Pine Forest or in Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, PJ. Well, it was a hectic day yesterday at Gulf Coast Gun and Milton on Highway 90. They were the subject of a court-ordered inventory seizure by a loan company after they fell behind on payments at one point in the day. Santa Rosa County deputies were at that store enforcing the order. Shotguns, rifles, and other weapons were being taken from the store and placed in a U-Haul and a van. Gulf Coast Gun owner Chris Smith said that their loan had been sold from one bank to another and more money added
to it. They sold this loan. This company took this loan over in December. It was in good standing in June. They took over this loan officially in December. I honestly didn't really realize what was going on, and that's my fault.